These are your latest at Manchester City headlines. A great night for City then in the Champions League as they progress through to the semi-finals courtesy of a 1-0 win over Paris Saint-Germain to seal a 3-2 aggregate victory. Manuel Pellegrini now feels City can go on and win the title. He spoke after Kevin De Bruyne's fantastic strike secured the victory on the night and the aggregate win. Well, Pellegrini's former club Real Madrid also progressed through on Tuesday. They'll be joined by either Atletico Madrid or Barcelona and the winner of the tie between Benfica and Bayern Munich. When asked if they could win it, Pellegrini said, of course, because I think it's one of the targets of the club to try and improve every year in the competition. If you're in the semi-final, you know you have to play against a very big team, but playing in the way we did, I think we played better than Paris. That is a very strong team with very good players. We have a lot of trust that we can play against anyone in the way we played tonight. Well, Kevin De Bruyne also hoping the club can build on the Champions League semi-final place. The Belgian got the only goal of the game to seal that 3-2 win. He said it's not done yet, but I think it's huge. Everyone has talked about the Champions League, and to be in the semi-final is a great achievement. We're now looking forward to the semis. It's only two games away from the final. We'll try and do everything to get there. Well, City are also set to break through the £30 million barrier after sealing that place in the semi-finals of the Champions League for a very first time. Picked up £25 million in prize money last season and their share of the TV pool, having been eliminated from the last 16. While the victory against Paris Saint-Germain on Tuesday ensured the club's coffers will now easily surpass that figure, it's understood City will earn an additional £6 million for making the semi-finals and also take the biggest slice of the broadcasting rights as England's last representative. Could be worth as much as £22 million. Well, on the speculation front, ahead of transfer window opening in the summer, Manchester City and Manchester United reportedly set to go to war to try and sign Gareth Bale, who it's thought has his eye on the Premier League return. His 26-year-old representatives thought to be working on a deal that would see Bale link up with new City boss Pep Guardiola or Jose Mourinho, who's been tipped to replace Louis van Gaal at Old Trafford.